How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
A very, very good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Well, I'm sort of great. I've had a bit of flu and bronchitis this week, but I'm better and I'm so good. Like, there's so much to be positive about this week. Isn't that great?
Absolutely amazing. And you just feel it in the air. It's just been incredible. It is,
even down
tangible.
Here in this tiny little town called Sedwana Bay, everybody's dressed in green and gold still today.
Amazing. You know, I just worry about that. I said to somebody that I saw the other day that I hope people have a number of Springbok jerseys, because I'm not loving seeing the same people in the same Springbok jerseys every day. You know what I mean? It's not pleasant.
It's okay. Put a peg on your nose, Howard, and join the show.
And do it for the country. All right, fine.
Do it for the country, my friend. Exactly. Well, Springbok fever crept across the world this week. A nation unified certainly by green and gold and our captain, Siya Kolisi. What a brilliant. Those images of Ramaphosa lifting the cup, of them jumping in the air with the Heineken champagne.
Love that.
But did you see that?
How South African we are. And I was saying to the Nati earlier, what was so incredible is a week ago, the Speedo meant nothing to anybody.
It meant nothing.
Today, it's the brand.
Well, I don't know if you've seen around social media, and it's not in my report, but the Faf Challenge is going round.
Oh, my gosh.
And there are some horrific pictures out there.
Yeah, not pleasant.
Look, the Speedo can only be worn by Faf, guys. Can we just make this clear, okay? Yeah. There's only one person in South Africa who's allowed to wear the Speedo, and that's Faf, okay?
I think that's absolutely right. We've got listeners sending us photos of themselves in a Speedo. It's just not okay.
No, it's just not okay, guys. It's not okay. It's damaging for our emotional well-being. 700,000 items, Morning Mayhem team, and a 4 times that in engagement rates. Certainly the biggest story of 2019 for South Africa's media, undoubtedly. I know I said that a couple of weeks ago with the DA, but this one just clubs the DA right off the charts.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. But it's not all good. Like, in the bad pile, you'll find that Ndlozi was called dubbed the Grinch by social media this week.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
So let me ask you this. So we've been having this debate, and it's around how much attention do you give this negativity? Because ultimately, listeners are saying to me in some ways, why are you talking about this? There's so much positivity. You know, starve the negativity of oxygen. We can't really, because he's a political figure, and we saw the EFF's behavior in parliament. It was appalling. It was absolutely appalling.
It was appalling. I mean, firstly, he said the rest of the team can go to hell. Like, he was only interested in Siya. I mean, well, what does that say to the other team members that played their hearts out? I also saw rumors that Johan Rupert had paid for us to win. I mean, firstly, that's not the Johan Rupert I know and hate. So, if he did, thanks so much, Johan. Cheers for doing something good for our country for a change.
Wow.
Like, I don't even get that. That's a ridiculous a commentary from political party that should know better. I mean, we all watch the game. If you'd have been under a rock if you didn't watch the game. And you cannot tell me that thing was rigged. And I know nothing about rugby.
Sure.
Yeah, true. It's just an amazing thing to say that. Yeah, Zanati, over to you.
And this comes from political parties.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
That Rupert was behind our win.
Wow. Okay. No.
I mean, dude. Yeah, I mean, really. Please.
We can't give them attention. Actually, like no.
No, absolutely not. Haters gonna hate. That's exactly. That's all I'm saying. Let's go back to the good pile. Another great story. Ramaphosa brought back the Madibas, boy. Wow. $363 billion just to add a cherry on top of our week. And I hope a lot of that goes to Eskom and we don't have to worry about it. It's nice to see that the president is actually delivering on his promises. He did say he was going to hit a certain amount of investment. He's well on his way. So again, so used to car crash politics with Zuma that actually we don't see the good that is happening behind the scenes. So
well, what was interesting is this week, I think we were open to seeing a little bit of good. And I thought that was great.
Because
we were feeling happy with ourselves and a little bit more magnanimous and feeling a little bit fed emotionally by the country, we actually could look at this and say, you know what, he's putting something
actually
together.
Done something good. Exactly. We're moving a little bit. Okay. Not massive strides, but it's a good stride, a very good stride. And then, of course, Xolani Gwala's death. We spoke about this last week, but the outpouring of grief from the listeners and colleagues brought tears to many. It should be in the bad pile, but I just couldn't do it because he's such a good oak. So I'm putting his good life in the good pile as far as Braix
absolutely
is concerned. And me, for one, yeah, very sad. And then Zuma lost his appeal against Hunkum. Well, wasn't that a good one? Zuma's had an interesting week, guys.
But he's not going to be well next week.
This week he lost to Hunkum.
Yeah.
And Hunkum himself has been moved to the investment sector of Ramaphosa's task team. So that's another cracker. But Zuma then apparently is getting the shakes next week.
You know what? Zanati, there's a South African word. We've been looking for South African words to add to our dictionary, but getting the shakes next week, and of course, based on Shabir Shaikh.
And that's under the highball because, highball. Do you think we don't know your story, Zuma? Really?
On the sick anyway. Notes, I saw a tweet. Someone was like, why are you guys out here, complaining as if a 77-year-old can't get sick? But I'm like, you can't announce 6 days before you get sick.
He's going to be sick next week. He's going to get the shakes. Next week.
did anybody
the week after, but next week for sure he's got the shakes.
I mean, I saw so many comments about, well, maybe he's being poisoned again. You know, it's just crazy.
It's going to take a while for the poison
to make
work.
This stuff up, that's why it's under the highball pile, because you really can't make this stuff up. And then Vicky Momberg went on the run, Chana.
That also, to me, was the funniest story ever. And as people were saying on social media as well, you know, we've got rapists and murderers running around, but we're not safe until Vicky Momberg is captured.
Momberg's locked up. Absolutely. I mean, Vicky Momberg should know better. I mean, social media is going to get her. It's going to get
her. Yeah, she should have known better. It's so true.
Someone actually said that.
They found her, didn't they? They caught her, didn't they?
Yeah, someone was like, she went to Japan with the Springboks and she came back.
And social media is so smart. Really, they're so smart. They're a sick community.
But we're safe
now. And then, of course, the rates. Sorry,
we're safe now. No, we're safe now.
No, we're safe. Vicky's going to be behind bars for another year. I think she got another year, didn't she, before her little antics?
I
could understand. I don't care.
Yeah. But I think that also came across, actually, is I'm not sure South Africans do care. Yes, we know she's a racist. Yes, we know she's a horrible person. But, you know, we've got so many issues to deal with. Can we please deal with these issues?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. You see the impact sport can make. It's just incredible. It's just crazy.
Unbelievable.
And even the ratings agencies downgrades and shifts in status didn't even make us, glum this week. Mm-hmm. You know, we were scared, but we're holding our breath still, but okay, we won the cup.
Yeah, it's so true. But that's why positivity is good, because, you know, when we feel better, we spend more money, we invest in things, we look to the future. Positivity brings further positivity.
Positivity attracts. Exactly. It's a simple law of attraction. Possibly the worst story this week, Howard, is the building collapse in Durban, which killed nine people, including a 3-year-old child, I believe. So that was certainly in the bad pile. And then the brand, I'm so opportunistic. So Nando's, if you're listening.
Of course Nando's are listening. What a question about that. Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Duncan. Nando's celebrated the Springboks by introducing an ad with a play on Tendai Ntwarira. Ntwarira, is that how you say his surname? We know him as the Beast. Mm-hmm. That's what we call him. And Nando's put out an ad saying it's time to feast. Kudos to Nando's. They always stay relevant.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing is, Howard, in a day or an age of marketing where advertising is dead, you know, like it's
traditional
dull.
Advertising
really struggle with traditional advertising, you know. In a day like that, when you're still putting out relevant ads that people look forward to, you got to take your hats off to that brand. Let me just put it into perspective. Nando's did not sponsor the Springboks, okay? But they garnered 5,000 unique items just from congratulating the Springboks in some way, shape, or form. They are clever, very smart, and very relevant in a day and age where it's very difficult. So my kudos goes to Nando's this week for sure.
What about the beanbag, the brand? How well did they do on social media?
The beanbag also! When we found out Faf Speedo was from the beanbag.
I mean, that was just
the
brilliant.
The beanbag all of a sudden became a household name. Amazing, right?
Unbelievable.
Amazing. I wonder if they paid for that.
They didn't. So I did the research on it this week.
They didn't.
So so first of all, how the whole story came about is that Sia was at school with the guy that started this brand. They're very socially conscious and very socially aware. I can't recall the guy's name down in PE, and they give a lot of the money towards animal welfare. They actually just seem like good guys. And
good guys.
Sia called them a few months ago to say, you know what, we're trying to get this all together. Do you want to send us some of your, a couple of items, you know, that the guys can wear? So he said, sure. And he sent it, not thinking anything of it. And, and the next thing is that, I mean, this is product placement dream
that
wore the Speedo to shake hands after the win with Prince Harry. They couldn't have placed it better themselves with the logo on his bum being displayed. It couldn't have been orchestrated better. They didn't pay for it. It's incredible. That is God at work, as far as I'm concerned.
It's
incredible. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely,
I mean,
incredible.
You know, you talk about let's just quickly jump to the marketing aspect. Product placement is a huge thing you pay for.
Sure.
You know, people may know. I think it's in Generations, the soap opera. There's a Pep store inside Generations. That is paid for to gain advertising and to draw consumers. So the fact that on a whim, and I should have put it in, you're right, the beanbag certainly is now an international household name because of must be the hand of God.
No, it is.
Who would have thought Faf would don those Speedos, dude?
Absolutely. And the memes around that and the way South Africans have just, you know, look, I'm petrified to go to the beach in December,
like
I have to say. Sorry, I didn't hear that, Tanya.
I said, and he met Prince Harry like that. I mean, that's just like my jaw dropped and I was laughing my head off. South Africans, you are nuts. I love you. We've got a little bit more time for the highball.
Tell us.
Did you hear that Cope is not coping?
Yeah, shame. That's terrible.
Shame, please, man. They closed their headquarters in Johannesburg this week, highball. And then we've spoken about Zuma getting the shakes. That's a big highball. But AfriForum are representing Senzo Moyiwe's family.
Okay.
We've
been trying to figure that out. Is this, Zanati says she smells a marketing campaign wherever she's seen one.
Rebranding.
Or rebranding. You know, should we be giving them the benefit of the doubt? I don't know. I'm scared. Yeah.
Me too. I also think, so, I mean, when they started out, one of the first big cases they took on was Disgrace Mugabe. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And they defended the woman that was hit with the extension cord.
Yeah.
So that's how they started their life in the media world. And we thought, okay, this is all right. It's not so bad. And then it's been made very clear that AfriForum is a racist brand. It's like, it's not even a doubt. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, hang on, what's going on here? So yes, I also smell a marketing strategy, Zanati, completely. But if they do manage to restore justice for Senzo and his family, then let them do so.
Yeah, no, we're not against it. But yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird way. Hey, you can't make this stuff up. It's a highball.
Oh no. Okay, so one of our listeners, Stephen, says, is there truth to the rumor that after the photo of Faf's behind, they're thinking of changing the national anthem to Ntushi Sikelele Africa?
That's actually very bad.
That's very bad. I know, exactly. You know what? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with our listeners?
And then they take, not sensitive.
And they take us to the BCCSA. Not them. They don't come with us.
And then, terrible. Of course, across the borders, I've just got to finish off here with across the borders. Botswana had a good election, apparently, and the UK gets to decide, finally. And then Trump may be impeached, after all. What do you think that's all about?
I can't follow that story. I don't know. I can't. I'm reading CNN and I'm reading Fox, and you'd think that these are different countries, and I actually don't know. But, Tanya, what I have to ask you about is because of your background, your heritage, are you following the Lebanese protest? Because to me, this is the best thing in the entire world. I am absolutely loving the Lebanese people right now. They know how to protest.
We're the best.
I'm loving it. You know,
we stop for babies. We sing baby shark to them when we're protesting.
They've got their own DJ. They've got a protester DJ. So we were actually working out earlier this week. If we were to have I'll send you the link. You have no idea. What they've done is, and in fact, I'll find it. He's apparently quite famous in Lebanon, and he says he's going from protest to protest, playing music. Everybody's dancing just to keep it peaceful and non-divisive. Earlier this week, as one of our programs, we actually came up with South African protest songs, not the traditional ones. Just like different ones, like they would do. And would it be DJ Fresh? Would it be Black Coffee? Who would we? And I actually just absolutely love what has gone on in Lebanon, and that's power of the people in a positive.
You know, Howard, that Beirut is the party capital of the world. You know that.
Yes. Well, I know it. I know that absolutely. It's been quite well known for it.
It's the party capital of the world, and it would be if you don't know if you're going to live tomorrow.
Wow. Crazy.
You know, that's what you got to love about the Lebanese people is they're living in the moment, because nobody knows what happens tomorrow in Beirut. Like, it is my bucket list to go to Lebanon. Like, it's hugely bucket list. But, and I intend to go in 2020, inshallah, but we have to time it right.
Yeah, that you've got to go when there's a party.
You've got to book a flight now for next year, Tana.
So have you never been?
Day for tomorrow.
Tanya, have you never been back? I mean, not back, but have you never been?
I've never been to Lebanon. I've never been to Lebanon.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay.
And that's ridiculous, isn't it? That's ridiculous. So, 2020 is my year for Lebanon. I'm doing a little trip through the Gulf and the Middle East. Brilliant. And have a little look around, and I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to join a protest at a disco, man. Why not?
Absolutely, Tanya Khoury. This is where we love and leave you. We'll chat to you next week. Thanks for an awesome, awesome show and an awesome feedback. It's just about to go 8:30 before let's take news headlines.